Now he says in verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Now, God didn't wait until we promised to scrub our faces, put on our Sunday clothes, and go to Sunday school before he agreed to do this. It was while you and I were in rebellion against him and by wicked works that he reconciled us to himself. No man can say that I'm lost because God has not made adequate provision for me. You're lost because you want to be lost. You're lost because you're in rebellion against God. And then he mentions here something that I think is quite interesting, and I'd like to emphasize it. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Now, the enemies in your mind, that reminds us that there is a mental alienation from God as well as a moral alienation. Now, a great many people think, well, you're lost just because, well, you went out and got drunk. My friend, that's not the reason anyone's lost. You're lost because your mind is alienated from God today. That's the reason that you're lost. And this, I think, explains the fierce antagonism to God on the part of some so-called intellectuals. The hatred against God is something that, unless you proclaim the gospel in certain groups, you never realize how it was. Many of you know that I had the funeral of a certain movie star out here in California some time ago, and that Hollywood crowd came, and one of the television newscasters made the statement, and I appreciated it. He made it. I understand he's a Christian. He said the crowd heard something today they'd never heard before. But I also saw something I hadn't seen before. I had never seen so much hatred in the eyes of men and women as I saw when you attempt to present Jesus Christ and how wonderful he is and how he wants to save. That's the alienation that's in the mind and the heart of man today. Now, will you notice, he goes on here, and he says in verse 22, in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Now, the body of his flesh, I think, is here an explicit declaration that Christ suffered not in just appearance, but he suffered in a real body. Because that was one of the heresies of Gnosticism in that day. Now, unblameable means without blemish. You see, this was the requirement for a sacrificial animal. And he is able to present us unblameable. Why? Because we are? No, because he took our place. And you and I can't present perfection to God. And God can't accept anything short of perfection. Therefore, he can't save us by our works or our character. We just can't meet it. And then this word unreprovable is unaccusable or unchargeable. In other words, it's God that justifies us. And if God justifies us, well, who's going to bring a charge against us? He's the one that's cleared us. And how wonderful this is. Then he says here in verse 23, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled. Now, this is not a conditional clause that you have here that's based on the future. He's not talking about that. This is the if that we've seen before that Paul uses. It's the if of argument. It is not something that shall be if something else is, but it's rather this, the if of argument. And this if of argument, I think, needs to be looked at like this. It has no reference to the future. It's not something that shall be if something else is, but it's something was if something else is. That is, if you today are a child of God, that is the point that he's making here. If you're a child of God, you're going to continue in the faith, grounded and settled. And be not moved from the hope of the gospel. You won't be if you are a child of God right now. which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And Paul loved to always go back and rest his glorious privilege that he had of being a minister of Jesus Christ. And friends, I consider that the greatest honor that can come to any person. And I thank God every day for the privilege that he's given me of declaring his word. I just think there's nothing quite like that.